Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
He's got Maine's money on his mind and Maine's mind on his money. No, something like that. Joe Perry is Maine State Treasurer, and he's sitting in Spacious Studio 7A for Maine's Morning News. Before we get to April by the numbers, going to be interested to see if there's any dip in the budget stabilization fund that we talked about last month with you. We want to talk about, is it 529 or 529? What do the kids call this?
Yeah, the 529 Education Savings Program. It's a great piece of legislation. I was in the legislature when this first was created, 20-some-odd years ago. Mm-hmm. Maine was one of the first states in the country to get behind this, which meant it's an education savings program, but it's open to the entire country. You can go to any state you want, and Maine has a great program, so we're really successful at keeping Maine people in our program, but attracting people from all over the country.
Finance Authority of Maine overseeing this?
Finance Authority of Maine oversees it as treasurer. Whoever the treasurer is, their job is to serve on a lot of boards of directors, including FAME, which is a great organization, and I also chair the 529 Education Committee. We just had a meeting 2 days ago, and it's amazing to me the talent on at FAME, the talent on the board of directors, the talent that we contract with to manage this program. It really, a lot of effort goes into doing a really good job for savers.
Okay, explain this to me and Paul like we're fifth graders.
Okay.
Because someday we're going to need maybe a 529 in order to go to higher education.
Well, there you go. I'm not familiar with the rules on adults, but I'll tell you what I know.
Yeah.
So the 529 plan is something that it's to save for future education. And I'm just going to read what this says, and we'll discuss it some. Our partners at the Finance Authority of Maine are recognizing 529 Day in May, May 29th. Mm-hmm. And they have special events all month.
I see what they did there.
Yeah. By hosting a series of informational sessions to support Maine families in learning about Maine's 529 Education Savings Program. Through FAME, Mainers have access to free virtual one-on-one help sessions with a FAME expert, and they really are experts, to help them plan and save for education after high school and learn about Maine's 529 plan, including matching grants, which they have a number of we can discuss, and the Maine residents and grants for Maine residents and the $500 Alfond grant.
Oh, yeah. Harold Alfond. We knew about this one, a $500 grant that you put in, and hopefully it grows over time. And when it's time to go from high school on to wherever you're going to go, whether to college, trades, whatever, that's an opportunity to use that to help just advance your education. Perfect. Okay.
Absolutely. And the Alfond family, the Alfond program is just such a wonderful thing. It used to, people had used to, years ago, had to open a 529 plan and they would get the Alfond grant. Now, every Maine resident, every new baby gets one automatically. And the $500 is there. 20 years later, it could be $2,000 or more to help with college. And then it says many families who use 529 accounts pay for all kinds of education, from 2-year to 4-year degrees, trade schools, apprenticeships, or even qualifying online courses. We are promoting this opportunity to the state, also to the state employees. That's something that went out through the treasurer's office. And families can book a free appointment at famemaine.com/contact to learn more about Maine's 529 program. You can go to nextgenforme.com.
I'm going to repeat those again. famemaine.com/contact. mainfame.com/contact, or learn more about the 529 program at nextgenforme.com. I like the idea that it's one-on-one, because if you're a parent of a kiddo, you got enough to do. You're worried about getting homework done at the island. What's going to be for supper? Is your math homework done? And who's picking up Susie after lacrosse, right?
Yep.
This is an opportunity. So I don't have time to fully wrap my mind around how this works. This is a one-on-one session, and you can wear your pajamas, apparently, because it's virtual.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's handy as well. Again, online, famemaine.com/contact. Or nextgenforme.com. Someone might think that Someone might think that 529 is the only day that they can do this. I'm guessing that's not the case.
Anytime. They're always there to help.
Okay.
And I'll say, I know a lot of people listen in the car. You can't take notes on these things. Call the treasurer's office. To be honest with you, I don't know the number to the treasurer's office. But
it's your office.
I've never called it.
True, fair.
But if you Google the treasurer's office, call the office. Someone will take care of you. Someone will put you in touch with me. I'm happy to talk to anyone and get anyone the information.
Ask about the 529 thing.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, they've got these. They have matching grants just for opening the account. They have matching grants if you put direct deposit. If someone puts $20 a week direct deposit into this account after 18 years, that's over $18,000. At just $20 a week, and then take the investments, that could be $40,000 towards college.
That's enough for one book.
Sure.
At UMaine Orno. No, I'm kidding.
And match that with the Alphon grant that will be growing for you all those years. Some of the beauty of the Alphon grant, that's money that goes in right the first year of life, and so it's got 18-20 years to grow. So it really is a great program that does a lot to help families, and my kids are in their 20s now, and I never had the opportunity to set one of these up, and it's shocking how fast the years go.
That's why your hair's white.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons.
Joe Perry is the treasurer for the state of Maine. Let's dig into April by the numbers, if we can. Yeah. We always have the cash register ready to ring every time you share information with us here. Yeah. And we start with what is called the cash pool. It's the bubbling cauldron of investments that the state has and or money that's on hand. How's the cash pool looking for the month of April?
Well, it's looking good because finally we got to that date where people who owed money filed. And so we were lagging in February, March, April, but now we're up to $3,650,100.03.
And when you take out any of the Fed money that's still wandering around down there for some reason, there's still a pretty hefty amount.
Yeah, it's coming down, but it's $3,352,599,000. That's the share that's all ours, all Maine money.
Mm-hmm.
We each have about somewhere between $2,500 and $3,000 in the state's checkbook on our behalf, each Maine resident.
Mm-hmm. Now, many ears are going to perk up when we talk about the Budget Stabilization Fund. We used to call it the Rainy Day Fund, and we know that there was a lot of talk last legislative session about, let's dip into it for this, and let's dip into it for that, and where's my $300 check? But if I'm looking at this, that money hasn't come out yet?
No, because that was passed by the legislature. It was not passed as an emergency, which means it becomes law. You need 2/3 of the House and Senate for it to be an emergency action. Then it becomes law immediately. It did not get that. So there's a 90-day delay after adjournment. So sometime around the end of July,
right?
It will become law, and we have to make sure we've got an extra 1 million checks and envelopes lying around so we can get this stuff out in the mail.
Heaven help the sucker that's got to lick those.
Exactly, and it's not going to be me. And I can tell you, we're going to start sending out $25,000 a check on the first day that we're allowed to, and it's going to take about 3 weeks to get all of the $300 checks out to everyone.
So for now, the Budget Stabilization Fund still stands at a healthy what, sir?
$1,030,033,051.83. Same amount it's been since July of last year when it was capped off by last year's. We had $152 million budget surplus when we finished the fiscal year at the end of June last year, and most of that money went in to cap off the Budget Stabilization Fund. We're going to be taking some out, but quite frankly, all the money that comes out and then even more was put in under Governor Mills' watch, $112 million, I think, last year. So it's basically money that is accumulated the last couple of years and wasn't used. That's a political debate if that's the right thing to do or not, but we're still going to have over $700 million in the rainy day in the Budget Stabilization Fund.
As we speak, it is the 21st. Yesterday was the 20th, and that's the day that the people of Oxbow Plantation skip merrily to the mailbox because your office has sent them a check. It's called revenue sharing.
Well, and as we discussed this last time, Rick, we started to question if it came by check, and so we did get that answer. Some get it direct deposit, some get it by check. So Oxbow, probably by check, if I had to guess. And this is interesting as well because the numbers were lagging. In March was only $7,700,000 went out to our partners throughout the state, municipalities. But with April's healthy tax collections, this month, $13,121,193.63 went out in the mail by or direct deposit by yesterday.
And look at that jump compared to, just as you just described, that jump compared to March. And in March, it was $7.7 million,
yeah.
And then it jumps up to the $13.1 million.
And to me, the most interesting part is this month versus April of last year.
Yeah,
we're up
that.
A couple of million dollars, which yeah. should track with the way things are going, because revenues are up. But the last couple of months, it didn't reflect that, so it's mm-hmm. correcting here.
Now, here's the part where everyone turns up the radio. It's yeah. the unclaimed property. Unclaimed property is like money or financial assets that somehow you lost. You left them in the breast pocket of your leisure suit back from the 1970s. Where did it go? I can't find it now. Some of these things wind up in your office.
Yeah, they eventually do. We work really hard to find any money, any assets that belong to the folks of Maine that they have lost track of, so we can bring it back into our office and do everything we can to get it back to you. And quite frankly, about 73% of what we collect in any given year gets returned by total. It isn't all, you know, some of it could be very old, but mm-hmm. about 73% gets back, which is amazing. That's great numbers. A staff of about 5 people are doing this. And last month, there was 3,074 claims paid out for $1,129,067.83.
Oh, I was supposed to hit the cha-ching. I was checking my bank account to see if it was mine. No, no, it wasn't.
No. Well, so just keep checking.
Hoping. Keep hoping.
Keep hope alive.
What I found interesting was the highest single payment, but it's a perfectly even amount.
Yeah.
Usually you tell us about, well, it was for $98,357.77.
Yeah.
This is interesting. What was the highest single payment for April?
I found this particularly interesting because it's a cashier's check. So someone got a check sent to them for $40,000
yeah.
and forgot to deposit it.
Oh, slipped my mind.
What is yeah. wrong with people?
Yeah.
How do you forget? Oops.
I mean, I've got a check in my car that's been there for quite a while. It's like a dollar and change, and I haven't ever brought it to the bank, so I've forgotten about it. But if I had $40,000, and I should deposit it, because I don't ever want anyone to have to go through the effort of turning that over to unclaimed property for $1.38 or whatever it is.
But $40,000 yeah. cashier check. Well, Joe Perry, let me see if I can say this right. He's got his mind on Maine's money and Maine's money on his mind.
Perfect.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.